Well, 14 years ago, last week, we had a bunch of people we call light bearers that Reverend Jerry Carr commissioned to come here to Atlanta. Yeah, why not? And because they came here, we have this. We have this ability to do what we're doing right here. Last year, and it was also last week, a year ago, Jerry commissioned 7 people to go to the city of Charlotte. My wife Liz and I were there at their last day of training when Jerry revealed to them where they were going. And our not-so-secret prayer was obvious. God sent them to Charlotte. It's only 3.5 hours from Atlanta. That was very nice. But these 7 went to Charlotte, and they really had a wonderful year of moving God's word. And how inspiring that should be to each one of us, that people still in this day and time will take time out of their life, make a commitment to move God's word like that. So this morning, we're going to have those 7 come up here. They have a little presentation for us, okay?
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
All right, so since our year's been up, this is our first time leaving the area, and what a privilege to be here with you guys. So thank you so much. It's been such a privilege. So, we're going to share briefly about our year. We could take a whole another weekend just talking about cool things God's done, but we'll be brief, don't worry. So essentially, it's like we heard this weekend. We went somewhere, we did good, we spoke the word, and God got the glory. That's not a shout out to us or anything, like speaking the word, wherever we do it, that's a good thing. So we're just gonna share a little bit about the cool stuff God's done in our life and this year, and then we have a little song for you. It's in Spanish, and we're gonna need your help. ¿Cómo se dice arky arky? So, to share a little bit first, we have to go on.
So, something that we learned early on is that you can't make anyone believe God's word. So, now we know that. But thankfully, that is not our responsibility. Something that Jerry encouraged us to do when he sent us out was to just be faithful. So, be faithful to speak in tongues, be faithful to pray, be faithful to speak God's word, and God gives the increase. And we really saw that, right? We saw that. Yeah, Kelsey?
Yeah, okay.
Right. And that is the same thing in the book of Acts, right? When the word really moved in the book of Acts, it's not because of some great witnessing strategy or a bunch of guys got together and they're like, we're going to go here and do this great thing and then people are going to believe God's word. It was God that moved. And so I wanted to share a few instances of where that happened for us, where God just moved. And we just had to be faithful to speak God's word and to speak in tongues and pray and read the word. But God really moved, and we had a really fun time because there was a lot of interesting ways that people got into the word. So one of them was early on, Hannah was selling a vacuum on Facebook Marketplace. Great place to sell a vacuum, by the way. What?
$10.
It's sold, so you can't have it. She was selling a vacuum, and so someone showed up to our house, and he wanted the vacuum, of course. And so he was talking to Hannah outside, and he was like, oh, this is a nice neighborhood. I have friends in the neighborhood, whatever. And so Hannah was like, you want to come inside and see the house? And he was like, sure. So he comes inside, and that's like Jesus Christ, right? Where do you live? Come and see. So he comes inside. I'm making breakfast, making some eggs, and so I say, hey, do you want some eggs? And, which I always do to anyone that comes to our house. I offer them food, and he was probably the first one to say yes. I make him a ton of eggs, and he sits down in our living room, and we share the word with him. And he came to fellowship every week after that, faithfully. Didn't need a reminder. He just showed up. He was a great guy, and he loved God's word. So that was a cool example. We didn't have to do anything special. We were home. We didn't even go out. He came to us, and we spoke the word to him, and he got in God's word. So that's cool. We did a lot of fun things throughout the year. Really, we just enjoy being together. So we would go to parks. We would go to bars. We would, I don't know what else we did. We did stuff together, and people really saw it. They saw that we really enjoyed being together, and they saw the love. It really stood out to them. So we went to parks a number of times. We did a poetry in the park one time, where we brought a loudspeaker to the park at 10 in the morning, and we asked people in the park if they wanted to share a poem. And almost no one did, but we did. We all shared a poem. We did have a nice gentleman come by who was drinking a Modelo, the large
tall boy
at 10 in the morning. And it's a beer, yes. And he did want to share a poem. So for 3 minutes, about, he rapped straight through original song. His name was Laser
Sonar.
No one got in the word that day. But we had a good time. Other times we did go to the park, and it was a success. So we did a fellowship in the park one night. We have a Saturday night fellowship, and we went to the park. We have this really nice park right down the street. And so we had a fellowship. Afterward, we split up and did prayer, what do we call them? Love walks. Split up, you know, with a partner, you pray with your partner, share your heart, that kind of thing. And so we were in the park, Christina and
Kelsey McGraw
were on their love walk, and they met a guy sitting on a bench, and they spoke the word to him. And this guy, he just got so blessed. He said, what did he say? He said, I never come to this park, or I've never come to this park alone, or something like that. You know, it was just God arranging the situation. And so this guy, he and his girlfriend, they got so blessed. They came to fellowship. He spoke in tongues, and he had never heard of this before. Christina had him over a number of times and just opened the Bible with him and shared God's word. And he said, why has no one told me this before? Which was amazing. And his whole life turned around, him and his girlfriend both. They got jobs, they got a house, you know, they were in a rough situation, but their whole life turned around. And it was God working in that situation. So, that guy just makes me cry, because he really got blessed. So, there's a number of other times that we did really fun stuff and got people in the Word, and I'm sure anyone would be happy to share that with you. But for now, I will pass it off to Christina, who will share a little bit.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Christina.
So I'm going to share something God moved in as well. So one of the things that we ended up doing this year was a bilingual fellowship. And really, God set this in motion 11 years ago. In 2014, there was a weekend just like this in New York. And before that weekend, I said, God, I really want to minister healing to somebody this weekend, and then forgot all about it. And 3 days after the weekend was over, Bob reached out to me, Reverend Bob Chatton, and said, you ministered healing to a guy from Charlotte. And I said, what? I had sat next to him during one of the teachings, and during the teaching, I just smiled at him, put my hand on his back, and turns out he had a terrible pain right in that spot where I put my hand and it went away. And so, as you can imagine, this guy became pretty important to me really fast, and me to him, but I'd never met him. So the next year, we have the advance again, and I meet Jaime Gaete and his wife Isabel in person finally. And lo and behold, in 2024, we moved to Charlotte, and I call up Isabel. By the way, we speak Spanish, so this is all in Spanish, if you want to imagine that. So I call up Isabel, and first thing she says to me, I said, can we come visit you? And she goes, our house is always open for you to do a fellowship. Okay. So after that, we talk a little more, and she starts starts crying, and she says, Maritza, Vicente's cousin, if you met Vicente, Maritza and I started praying for God to send someone to hold forth his word in August, and we showed up in September. And so we had our first fellowship last November, and Isabel, being herself, invited everyone she'd ever met into her life. And so we get ready, and 37 people show up to this fellowship. And we said, oh my gosh. But we had planned it's going to be in English. We're going to translate just for Jaime and Isabel in the back. And half the people who show up do not speak any English at all. And the other half do not speak Spanish. We said, okay. So thankfully, Tim and Ty and I all talked. And we said, we'll just do one sentence at a time. So we sat kind of like this. And every other sentence was in Spanish. So we've been doing this fellowship ever since. And God has just brought people together. There's a bond in this fellowship. I've seen the mystery live there like I never have before, in ways of just seeing the family meeting each other. And for all of us, it's so exciting and refreshing to have people and to have examples of people getting healed and people's financial needs getting met, people's hearts getting restored. And it's built so much love among all of us, even people who don't speak the same language. So to segue into the song you were promised, as you can picture, when you have fellowship in two languages, songs are a little tricky because new people don't know them in either language, and people who speak English don't know Spanish songs. And if any of you have any looked at the lyrics in the Spanish songbook, in English it says something like, I saw the light, and in Spanish it's like 50 syllables, but the same amount of time, so it's tricky. But the song we're going to sing with you and for you is a song that everyone feels good about. It's called Yo Vi La Luz, I Saw the Light. But every time we sing this song, because it really represents God bringing people together, wherever anyone's at, everyone can sing this song. We've done a bunch of combined fellowships at Drew and Paula's house, Reverend Drew Pappas, and they've been amazing. And they've been an incredible example of welcoming to us, letting us live with them for 2 weeks. And to the Spanish-speaking believers, too, it didn't matter to them that they didn't speak the same language. And they said, let's sing songs in Spanish, too. Let's have manifestations. Let's make sure everyone feels welcome in their home. So we've sung this song at their house, too. So you all have the lyrics in your songbooks to Yo Vi La Luz. Should be stuck in the front there. If you speak Spanish, sing it loud. Thank you. So we're going to lead this song and sing along. 101, Yo Vi La Luz. Ready? Okay.
Andaba perdido, solo sin luz. No permitía entrar al Señor. Como un extraño vino mi Jesús.
Especially to celebrate with these seven people behind me. So what he did instead was he made a recording, right? And we're going to play that recording. Before he does, I wanted to mention one thing I just thought of. I asked my daughter, Erin, a couple months ago, Alex, so how's your year? And she said, Dad, I'm with my favorite people, my best friends, doing what I love. Moving God's word. Okay, so here we go.
Share a little bit, say a word or two about the Charlotte Light Bearers who are there this weekend. And I honestly can't express how thankful I am and how proud I am of all of you guys. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6 through 8, it says, and ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that you were examples to all that fled to Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to God were to spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. Sounded out means to emit. And in the Greek, if you looked at the word, you can see the word echo in it. And it really does mean to echo. To echo means, hello, 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 hello. Echo. Say it, and say it, and say it, and say it. And from these believers in Thessalonica, as well as the believers in Charlotte, this word of God was spread abroad and was sounded out so that nobody really had to say anything. These seven light bearers have gone above and beyond what they were set out to accomplish. And I can't tell you how thankful I am for each and every one of you. In 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 2 and 3, it says, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. And certainly, there were prayers sent out to you guys from all over the place, and I know that you got blessed by it. But we gave thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing, that means without intermission, your work of believing, your labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God our Father, knowing, beloved brethren, your election of God. So thankful for those things in your lives. Thankful for your work of believing, for your labor of love, and for the wonderful patience of the hope of our Lord and Savior coming back. In Luke chapter 10, there's a record of Jesus Christ sending out a bunch of people. And it seems like just yesterday that all those light bearers were here in my home and right now in this fellowship room in New Jersey, sharing many of these things with these guys. And chapter 10 of Luke, verse 1, it says, after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place, whether he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs amongst wolves. Carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoes, and salute no man by the way, and into whatsoever house you enter, first say, peace be unto that house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it'll sure turn to you again. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborers worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house, and into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you, eat such things that are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God has come nigh unto you. And boy, these guys sure have done that this year. They've shared the word of God, they've shared how to get born again, they've shared the integrity of the word with the people that they have met, whether they've gone out witnessing or they're at their jobs. They've shared the word with lots of people. And look at verse 16. He that heareth you, heareth me. And boy, we represent the absent Christ here upon earth. And when people hear us, when we share the word, they're hearing about Jesus Christ. And that he that despiseth you, despiseth me. And he that despiseth me, despiseth him that sent me. And the 70 returned again with joy. Kind of like the 7 that are there in Atlanta right now. Saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as light fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice to a greater significance. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven. What a great section of scripture that is. These magnificent 7 have accomplished very successfully what they were sent out to do. Ephesians 3:20, I want to read that because they exceeded expectations maybe that they had. And they exceeded expectations that I even had. And I had some high expectations. In Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20, it says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And of course, it was according to the power that worked in those guys that they far exceeded those things that they were sent out to do, which is amazing to me. As we were at my house here in Milltown, New Jersey, and as we were working the word, going over the things that I expected of them, a lot of the things that they endeavored to do, their goal was to establish a thriving fellowship where, number one, God's word was magnified, number two, to walk in love, number three, to live the mystery, and number four, to operate the 9 manifestations. And this year was not always easy for these guys, but God helped them overcome the very tough times that they may have had during the year. And the thing of the school also was they helped each other in a great way overcome some of the things that maybe they were going through. There wasn't one problem that was ever mentioned amongst the 7. They loved each other, they did. All they did was bless each other. There was no baloney. They really cared for one another. And that, you know, that shows forth as examples, and that's what people see. They see you before they ever see the written word. And certainly those people in Charlotte that viewed their lives saw nothing but great love and great care. So what did they accomplish? What did they see? What I expected? Well, they ran 2 PFL classes. One of them was in English and one of them was in Spanish. That was number one. Number two, I was just informed a couple days ago, they had 95 people come to their fellowships. That's not bad for a year. 95 people coming to their fellowships. Think of that. You put your mind to something as admirable as what they did to move the word, and that was the only reason for their existence, really. That's what they wanted to do with one another. They could do that. They had 95 people come to their fellowships. Number three, they've established 3 thriving fellowships, and not bad for 1 year. My goal for them was that they could establish a fellowship, a thriving fellowship. They've established 3 in 1 year's time. And I don't think they could have done that without the help of Reverend and Mrs. Drew and Paul Pappas, who really, really helped them throughout all the year. And I want to thank them for all they did to bless those guys. We probably owe you money for all the free. Thank you very much for all you did to bless them, to help them, work with them, give them jobs, and a lot of other things. So thanks, Drew and Paul. We sure love you. I sure love you. Thank you. And the believers couldn't be more thankful for all you've done as well. All the believers around here, as well as around the nation and people that know that you're there, they prayed for you all year, and I'm sure that's why you've had such a wonderful year. The harvest is still very plenteous, and the laborers are still few, and we still pray for the harvest, and we pray for the laborers, that there's people that are hungering, thirsting after righteousness, and those of us who know God's word are just ever so willing to share God's word with them so that they can come to a knowledge of the truth and get saved. So, those are just a few things that were on my mind. I love you, and I'm so very thankful for your lives. Again, I wish I could have been there with you, but some things have prevented me from coming. So, have a great weekend, the rest of your weekend. God bless.
When I did that wild thing my first year, I knew that I was part of a movement. The greatest cause ever in the world. And we're still part of that movement. Every one of us, the movement of God's word over the world. I'm sure thankful for all of you and for all of us moving God's word. Don't you think God's blessed with that?
Yes.